99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, we're still here. Ben and Kelly, how you feeling? Status check on you.
I didn't sleep well.
But I mean, like, status check.
I mean,
I don't care about your sleeping. Care about your...
Feel like I'm okay.
Your lungs. Your lungs good?
Not 100%, but okay.
Coronavirus?
Don't think so.
Have you been coughing?
You have
a fever.
There are certain things that trigger my cough.
Listen.
No fever.
I have a half a semester of pre-med. I am thinking at...
Sorry.
Coronavirus?
No.
God, Kelly.
Allergies.
Okay.
That's still a thing. There's still a common cold.
I'm still thinking that... the medical community may be looking at me a little bit more with attractive eyes.
Don't think
with that half a semester of pre-med.
I don't think they're looking to you for help.
They may be like, how far did you get? All right, roll up your sleeves.
I don't think that's enough.
Call you into action.
Listen, Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, I don't think they're going to be calling you on the front lines. I think you're okay.
Listen, if you, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily count you out either with as much as
all the medical shows I've seen, Grey's Anatomy
as you've seen.
I went through many seasons.
Right.
I mean, I've been off the bandwagon for quite some time, but
all right.
I think I gained some medical knowledge.
All right. Well,
I used to watch House.
Good morning. We are the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show here on Monday, March 23rd, 2020. And we are still going to attempt to do a mix of a radio show that is an escape from everything that you're doing.
Right. We're still going to try to do our thing.
Yep. And still try to give you some information that you need to know. So a lot of stuff here on the show, including Florida making the show. We are going to do a Can't Beat Kelly. So if you think you've got what it takes, I mean, you've been self-quarantining, so what else have you had to do other than, like, look at pop culture and what's been happening in pop culture, right?
Sure.
So
nothing else to do with that.
Right, there's that. We've got social distancing pickup lines on the show.
Yeah, you know, because shouldn't have to stop the search for love.
Right? Which, by the way, did you happen to see New York's, their... official stance on the lovin'?
They have an official stance on the lovin'?
Yeah, with regards to coronavirus. Like, what is acceptable and what is... Are you safe? Are you not? With certain types and certain kinds and...
So we're talking about daters. We're not talking about married couples, right?
Well, they're saying the safest stance and the safest way to not... contract the coronavirus through the lovin' is by self-lovin'.
Wow.
Yep. So then,
so shut it down.
I mean that. Well, and or they say someone you live with.
Okay, you know, that's what I'm asking.
If you live with someone,
you've been in their space for a while.
Right. Exactly.
Now.
Yeah. Then that's.
Then have your fun in more ways than one. Have your fun.
Been in their space in more ways than one.
Okay.
So yeah. So
that's good news.
Anyways, yeah, that's right.
That's
out of New York.
That's our first bit of information.
Right. And then superintendent for JCPS, Dr. Polio, we're going to talk to him. Of course, the announcement, a big press conference on Friday, just kind of more information on that and where that stands with maybe you and your student and how we're moving forward. So
we haven't had any sort of update with our school system yet, but we're hunkering down. We're thinking it's going to be moving towards, this is going to be lingering a lot longer than we had hoped.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the case with everybody.
Yeah.
I think everybody's like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so many of us have realized about ourselves, we are not teachers.
Yeah. So the teachers are going to get called back into action, but in a different sort of way. So anyways, we'll get Dr. Polio's take on that a little bit later on here this morning, once he wakes up, you know, because...
He's not up yet.
No.
I'm not up yet.
No, I know that.
I check in at about 7 o'clock. That's when I start to show signs of life.
8 o'clock, usually.
Really?
Yeah. Usually I mean, you're a little later
than
7.
I'm halfway here at 7.
Okay.
I'm phoning it in until then.
Florida making the show coming up. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly Show. We are streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play 99.7 DJX. You can get us right there as well. Florida makes the show just about every single day. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing 66 rolls of toilet paper, well, you're doing okay.
Well, this has been happening a lot lately.
Yeah.
People's obsession with the toilet paper obviously hasn't let up because I haven't seen any in stores again recently.
Angel was spotted by a security guard outside a hotel pushing a trash can toward his Honda van full of unused toilet paper rolls that belonged to the hotel. Guard confronted him.
Probably going to be asked about that.
Yeah. Angel admitted to taking the toilet paper. The bag, cops say, contained 66 rolls of toilet paper valued at 99 cents apiece.
Okay.
He was then arrested for theft from a public lodging establishment, which is a felony, and the 66 rolls of toilet paper were released back to the hotel.
Oh, great. They better be clean for coronavirus, though.
He
put his mitts all over them.
Yeah, I guess so. So, yeah, again, Florida and setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing 66 rolls of toilet paper worth less than a dollar apiece.
Guys.
You're doing okay.
You're going to have enough TP. It's going to be fine. There's no reason to hoard the TP. How often do we have to keep saying that?
Just buy a lot.
What you need for the week. Then yeah, go back.
There you go.
If everybody did that, there'd be toilet paper again.
There you go. That's set of the bar. Do this every single hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
Saw this on the social media. So a little 7-year-old named Kavanaugh Bell spent $600 of his own money, saved up from 2 birthdays and 3 Christmases to purchase and package 65 COVID-19 care packs, along with 31 hot meals from a local restaurant, Buca di Beppo, to serve to senior citizens and help businesses impacted being closed down in his state after they shut down all the restaurants on that Monday. On top of that, he also helped feed 90 students in need last Thursday.
Good for him.
How great is that? A 7-year-old.
Do you know...
I'm not sure what state.
Does it say what were there in the COVID care packs?
Didn't say exactly everything it was in, but there's a big, great picture of him with a whole bunch of bags.
Nice.
Whole bunch of bags, a bunch of bottled water, stuff like that. But how about that? A 7-year-old having the forethought to save up money from 2 birthdays, 3 Christmases, and that took a lot of effort, and he decides that's what he wants to do with it?
Good for him.
That's fantastic. So, great example. We'll tweet out that story.
Kelly 99.7 DJX. Over the weekend, of course, the box office shut down because most movie theaters are closed due to the coronavirus and to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. But Onward is the latest movie from Disney Pixar. That was the most recent number one over the weekend. I think it was like 2 weeks ago. But anyways, it's going to be getting that early release on digital and Disney Plus.
It's already out now to buy.
To buy, right.
Yep, but like $19.99 on demand. It's going to be on Disney Plus, what, April 3rd?
April 3rd.
Yeah,
it's going to get released to April 3rd on Disney Plus. So if that is a movie that you are hoping to see, then you're not going to have to wait too long to get it on streaming services.
And then Trolls World Tour, April 10th. On demand.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
So we got some good movies coming in April.
I mean, this is how I like to see my movies anyway.
Exactly. That is a really good. That's a plus of quarantine. I mean, can't go to the movie theater. Okay.
Hey,
Deliver them to my box at home.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Maroon 5, Cardi B there. Girls Like You and Cardi B. still being a outspoken about the coronavirus and especially how to know if you have it.
How am I supposed to know that I have the coronavirus? Now, let's say if I have the coronavirus right now, right? How am I supposed to know I got it? Because sometimes I'd be like, if y'all have a cough, you have it. But then I'd be seeing these basketball players say, like, I have the coronavirus, but I don't got no symptoms. And it's like, so how the fuck am I supposed to know when I'm supposed to, like, get tested for it? And it's like, all right, so tell me what it is and what it ain't.
Okay.
She's confused.
Thank you, Cardi B.
Okay. She's on a rant.
There are many medical professionals who have said when to seek treatment and when to just self-quarantine.
Cardi B doesn't have time to read that stuff.
Everybody is saying right now, just assume you have it. and
just stay and home.
Stay home.
Self quarantine.
Absolutely.
Self isolation.
This is.
Do your part.
This is where we are, Cardi B.
Hang out, Cardi B. I'm sure you've got a nice enough place to call your little quarantine place.
Which,
you got
by the
a quarantine
way,
palace. I saw.
I saw what she was doing to help pass the self quarantine time. Like a lot of us, she's making like little videos, and she did one where she built a. Adult size Jenga set, you know, those big Jenga sets that you can get, not the little small ones, but the ones with the big blocks. So she had one of those and she built it, and then she ran into it and like with her head and knocked it down. So
she's using her time wisely.
Yeah, yes, exactly. It's 99.7 DJX. Of course, Governor Beshear announced yesterday in his 5 o'clock briefing that as of tonight, all non-essential retail businesses are required to close by 8 p.m. So that means businesses that are like clothing stores, department stores, auto dealers. However, like auto mechanics can stay open. Retail businesses grocery stores and pharmacies and gas stations are allowed to stay open.
Yes. They're even saying pet places, too, which is because your pets need food.
Pet places and vets.
Yes.
Yeah, those mm-hmm. can stay open. Liquor stores and banks are also exempt.
There you go.
Which, man.
Yeah, you got to have liquor.
Now we're in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Now, he did say that if you are one of those businesses, like a restaurant or whatever that's offering takeout or, carry out,
sure,
you can continue to do that. All non-essential businesses are required to close tonight by 8 p.m.
I wonder how many calls are getting. Am I essential or am I non-essential?
Well,
like as a business trying to figure out what category you fall into.
I know our partner Wave 3, they posted the actual executive order where it has a ton of examples of what essential and non-essential businesses are. So you can kind of take a look at that. We'll share out that at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter and Facebook.
Then DJX.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and it's You Laugh, You Lose, where Kelly and I sling dad jokes back and forth to one another. First one who cracks loses. The score is 6-5. I have the slight advantage. Kelly, however, holds the trophy. Losers go first. Kelly, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Wait. Now, are you going to be bringing out your secret weapon?
Is that fair? Are you going to cry foul if you lose because of... If you cry foul, then I'm not going to do it.
Looking at the level of my jokes, I feel like it might add to it.
All right, well...
And also make it difficult because I feel like it's going to be my kryptonite.
We shall see. All right, here we go.
All right.
Kelly.
Yeah.
I accidentally handed my wife a glue stick instead of her chapstick this morning.
Oh, wow.
I know. I think she's mad. She still hasn't spoken to me.
Solid start. That was probably not necessary.
Okay.
That's pretty solid.
You laugh, you lose.
What do you call it when a group of apes start a company?
What do you call it when a group of apes start a company?
Monkey business.
All right. Kelly, how do you get into Hogwarts?
How do you get into Hogwarts?
Through the Dumbledore.
Harry Potter humor.
Mm-hmm.
Which is faster, hot or cold?
Which is faster?
Hot. Because you can catch a cold. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Why do people from Alabama always share their pants with their siblings?
Why do people from Alabama always share their pants with their siblings?
Keep the pest genes within the family.
You want to hit your little button or?
You laugh, you lose.
Why did the hot dog wear a sweater?
Why?
It was a chili dog.
Ah, yeah. You know, Kelly, due to the quarantine, I'll only be telling inside jokes.
That's pretty good.
Mm.
That's good.
Mm.
What kind of egg did the devil chicken lay?
What did the...
I'm sorry. What? Let me start that over.
Oh, wow.
What kind of egg did the evil chicken lay?
What kind of egg did the evil chicken lay?
A deviled egg!
Wow. does. Okay.
It helps when I don't mess it up first.
Sure. Kelly, I made a playlist for hiking.
Yeah?
Music from Peanuts, the Cranberries, and Eminem. Call it my trail mix.
Oh, you just got a little bit of laughter on that one.
Yeah, just a little one.
Okay. What do you call a sad strawberry?
What do you call a sad strawberry?
A blueberry.
Okay. You know, I tried juggling some candy bars.
Yeah?
But I kept dropping them. You could say I have butterfingers.
It's a peanut gallery there, isn't it?
They love it.
What do you call a parade of rabbits hopping backwards?
What do you call a parade of rabbits hopping backwards, Kelly?
A receding hairline.
Hmm. What did the fish say when it hit the wall?
What did the fish say when it hit the wall?
Damn!
Yeah. Yeah. Why does Snoop Dogg always carry an umbrella?
Why does Snoop Dogg always carry an umbrella?
Faux drizzle!
You all right?
Oh, come on. Come on. Thank you. Thank you.
You laugh, you lose. Why did the woman set her bra in front of a mouse hole?
Why did the woman set her bra in front of a mouse hole?
She was setting a booby trap. Look at that. Look at that. It worked.
Why
it worked.
The boobs always take me down? Why? Why is it?
Give me that trophy,
boobs
Kelly. Give me that trophy, Kelly.
Down.
Look at that. The victory goes to me. You laugh, you lose.
That was cheap. It was cheap. It was dirty. It was dirty. Dang it.
There it is. You laugh, you lose. I'm sorry. It's... You laugh, you lose.
Give yourself your laugh track.
99.7. DJS.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, Kentucky is going international.
Folks losing their minds up here for some Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I think this is the reason why there are stereotypes about Kentucky.
Congratulations. Kentucky is getting a nice light shone upon.
It's not a good spotlight. It's not a good one.
In our Setting the Bar story, coming up here on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We do Setting the Bar stories just about every single day here on the show, which are examples of what not to do, how not to live your life. We set the bar very low for you so you can at least look back on this moment. And if you've achieved nothing else today, you can say, well, at least I didn't do that, right?
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without going viral internationally for trying to buy 552 cans of Mountain Dew at a Kroger here in Louisville, then... causing a scene when you're told about the two-case limit, you're doing okay.
Wait a second. They were trying to hoard Mountain Dews?
Well, yeah. I mean, when you're quarantined and you just need that delicious taste of Mountain Dew in your mouth.
Dang it.
Thanks to Missy, by the way, for alerting us to this one.
What a liar!
He's supposed to
lose
his mind
over
some...
such a liar!
Oh, wow.
Over some Mountain Dew. Over some Mountain Dew.
I'm telling you, you're such a liar. You just told me just now.
Yeah, so...
Oh, yeah. 23 cases of Mountain Dew they thought they needed.
A witness got some video of a couple... a man and a woman kind of shouting at workers as they tried to buy, yes, Kelly, 23 cases of Mountain Dew, otherwise known as 552 cans of the soft drink.
That's a lot of Dew.
But they were like, yeah, you know, we're kind of in a pandemic here. You got a
little situation. Let's save some for others.
A little two case minimum.
Yeah.
I can go outside and come back in and get the drink. That's what you just said.
Yeah, so they got into a little bit of a shouting match, and then they ended up slamming a couple of them down on the cash register and storming out. So, yeah, again, if you can manage to just make it through the day without going viral internationally for trying to get 23 cases of Mountain Dew.
We don't need this kind of spotlight.
No, we don't.
This is why. This is why there are stereotypes about Kentucky.
Yeah, so congratulations, Kentucky, for making the show there.
Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX, 48 outside, according to Way3 News Storm Tracking Team, 58, going to be your high. Some clouds, maybe even a little bit of rain. Thunderstorms tomorrow in the forecast. as we reached the low 60s here on 99.7 DJX. Man, you know, all these news stories and grocery stores and other stores that are running out of toilet paper. And now there are notices from sewer officials, and I'm sure MSD has already put out a notice similar to this, but only flush toilet paper down the toilet.
Why would you flush anything else right now?
Well, because there are some people who maybe are running out of toilet paper.
Oh, and using different
who
things?
Who are using different things. Oh. Right, exactly. Like officials said that they've pulled several like cut up t-shirts that were used.
What?
And they're saying bag it, throw it away, don't flush it.
What? I can't. Okay.
So do as you do your dog. You know?
Right. Yes. You gotta bag up your dog's do. Throw it away.
I mean, just
do it for you too.
I mean, just do that.
Duh.
Just bag it up.
Okay.
Bag
same
it
rules
up and toss
are
it away.
Still gonna apply. You
all right.
Can still cannot flush stuff down the toilet. There's a reason for it. It gets clogged up.
Yeah. So if you don't have toilet paper, you can use alternatives.
Yes, like just bag it up.
Like I said, my friend doesn't even use toilet paper.
Right.
He just jumps in the shower.
Okay. Bidet it away.
You could do that.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But just if you're using something other than actual toilet paper.
Yeah.
That's supposed to go down the drain.
Sure.
Then bag it up and throw it away.
Good note.
According to sewer officials. So
sad we gotta say that.
I know. This is where we are.
This is it.
Yesterday evening, Governor Andy Beshear announced the closure of all non-essential retail businesses by 8 p.m. tonight as a part of the helping limit the spread of the coronavirus. Examples like clothing stores, department stores, auto dealers. However, mechanics are still open. Grocery stores, pharmacies, gas stations.
All the necessities to kind of keep life moving.
Yeah, for sure. Still open. So you have till 8 today, according to Governor Andy Beshear there on 99.7 DJX. So some celebrities are actually stepping up here, which is nice. Like Rihanna. Did you see this? Charitable Foundation announced just on Saturday that $5 million will be donated to COVID-19 rapid response efforts across the globe.
That's good news.
So that's pretty cool. Kelly Ripa and her husband, Mark Consuelos, have donated $1 million to the New York Governor's Office for coronavirus relief efforts.
Awesome.
So that's good, too. Atlanta Falcons owner reportedly donated about $5.4 million to the Greater Atlanta COVID-19 Response and Recovery Fund. So
that's what I think people need to see from celebrities in times like this. I know that, you know, it was out nice to see them do little videos and saying, hang in there. But I think it means more when they're actually putting their money out there to help.
And Netflix now created a $100 million relief fund to help members of the entertainment community who are now unemployed and without work. So that's pretty cool. Justin Timberlake. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
No, never.
He is donating again. And I love how Justin Timberlake always gives back to his hometown of Memphis. But he's donating to Mid-South Food Bank there in his hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, as part of helping to fight the spread of COVID-19. So a lot of celebrities pitching in and doing their part there on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
And so here we go. Once again, we're going to try to put your skills in pop culture against the skills of Kelly K.
OMG.
$500 if you can beat her. So far, her record isn't overwhelming. Only 6 wins so far in 2020. So, however, she hasn't lost.
Right.
But there's that. So anyways, that is coming up. Can't Beat Kelly on the way in about 10 minutes. I don't say
why. It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's meet who you are taking on here this morning. Everybody say hey to Megan A, calling us from Sellersburg. Good morning, Megan.
Hey, Megan.
Good morning.
Okay, so you last week, you thought you could have actually beaten Kelly, or at least tied her, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you feel pretty confident about yourself here this morning?
I do. I've spent a lot of time on social media since I have nothing else to do, so I think I'm caught up on my pop culture.
Okay. Kelly, I'm just going to ask you, because I ask you every single week, how are you feeling here this morning?
I don't feel great.
She doesn't feel great.
No, I've been largely not paying attention to stuff.
Okay, so I don't want to lull you into a false sense of hope, Megan A., but good luck, okay? We're going to kick Kelly out of the room, ask you five questions, bring Kelly back into the room, ask her the same five questions. Whoever gets more right will win. If you tie, it goes to Kelly. If you tie after both having gotten all five correct, then it goes to sudden death.
Sudden death!
All right, let's say goodbye to Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
All right, so Kelly is leaving, and the door is shut. Here we go. Question one for you. Last week, this person announced that he or she was leaving the New England Patriots after a historic 20-season run.
Tom Brady.
It was just announced that Canada and Australia will not send athletes to the Tokyo Olympics, and now the International Olympic Committee said it's considering postponing the Tokyo 2020 Games because of the risks associated with the coronavirus outbreak. Who is the vice president of the International Olympic Committee? Got an answer?
Yeah, I don't got it.
All right. J.K. Rowling has now granted an open license for teachers to use this famous book series during the health crisis.
Harry Potter.
Orlando Bloom opened up last week about what his love life was like before meeting his fiance, saying he was celibate for 6 months and it was wonderful. Who is his fiance?
Katy Perry.
This star just learned about the coronavirus after returning from a 12-day retreat in the desert.
Jared Leto.
All right, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly!
How'd she do? How'd she do?
Megan A. from Sellersburg got four correct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, look at her.
Oh, dang.
All right, same questions for Kelly. You ready?
Oh, I feel like this... Oh, it's, oh, all right. This could be my demise.
All right, so here we go. Megan, just hang out, and we're going to ask Kelly the exact same questions, all right?
Okay.
Here we go. Question number one. Last week, this person announced he or she was leaving the New England Patriots after a historic 20-season run.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is correct. Question two. It was just announced that Canada and Australia will not send athletes to the Tokyo Olympics, and now the International Olympic Committee said it's considering postponing the 2020 Tokyo Games because of the risks associated with the coronavirus outbreak. Who is the vice president of the International Olympic Committee?
That's not our friend Dick Pound, is it?
It is. It's Dick Pound.
Dick Pound!
Megan, I was trying to get you to say Dick Pound.
Oh, Megan, you didn't get that one?
I wanted you to say Dick Pound. All right, that was the one she didn't get.
Oh, your friend and mine, Dick
right,
Pound.
All right, here we go. Question three. J.K. Rowling has now granted an open license for teachers to use this famous book series during the health crisis.
That has to be Harry Potter,
Harry
right?
Harry Potter is correct. All right, so Megan, if she misses these last two... then you win. All right, here we go. Question four. Orlando Bloom opened up last week about what his love life was like before meeting his fiance, saying he was celibate for 6 months and it was wonderful. Who is his fiance?
Katy Perry.
Is correct. This star just learned about the coronavirus after returning from a 12-day retreat in the desert.
It's Jared Leto.
He's correct. 5 out of 5.
Oh, right. Yay! Oh, I really felt good about it for you.
Ah,
I did.
Megan, I'm so
tied
sorry.
Tied again.
Well, actually, Kelly got all five right.
Yeah, I got all five.
Yeah, because she
got... Oh, wait, that's right.
Yeah, you didn't get Dick Pound.
Dick Pound.
I bet you're never going to forget Dick Pound now, are you?
No.
Absolutely not.
No. All right. Well, unfortunately, Megan A., it wasn't your week to beat Kelly, but we are going to need you to do one more thing for us.
Yeah. My name is Megan, and I cannot beat Kelly.
Oh, but you put up a good fight, girlfriend.
Yes, you did. You hold your head high.
That's right. You represented Sellersburg very well.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, Megan... have a great day today. Be safe.
Thanks.
And make sure that you sanitize and wash your hands.
Absolutely. You too.
You right. Tell them that they should put a sign up there, home of Megan, who almost beat Kelly, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Take care, Megan. All right, bye.
I liked her. I wanted her to win.
No, you are such a liar.
I did.
You are such a liar.
She's a good competitor.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, Camila Cabello there, and she and Shawn Mendes are trying to entertain us with a little cover of Ed Sheeran's Kiss Me on Instagram Live from an undisclosed outdoor location. In your arms, in your heart against my chest, your lips pressed to my neck, I'm falling for your eyes, but they don't know me yet. This feeling I'll forget, I'm in love now. Kiss me. Aww. Like you wanna be loved. So sweet.
That's what we need.
That's what we need in this pandemic.
This feels like falling in love.
All right, so there you go. A little Camila and Shawn Mendes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, that is Senorita Part 2, if you will. On 99.7 DJX.
We need to know they were still together. Wellness check on the relationship. We haven't seen much.
Haven't. Coming up next, we have some social distancing pickup lines for you here. In times like this, in social quarantine, sometimes you just need to know that you have a heartbeat and you still got it.
We need love.
Yes.
You know, love is not canceled.
No. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Dating and meeting new people while on social quarantine can be difficult. Doesn't have to necessarily be impossible. So, including, like, New York City has even released their own, like, do's and don'ts when it comes to, like, relationships and meeting and all that stuff. So, like, this is some serious stuff. So we figured it would be beneficial if in these social quarantine times to give you a few pickup lines that you could safely use while keeping your social distance.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So should we start?
Let's start.
All right. Like, hey, we shouldn't get together sometime.
Okay, so you got the laugh track for this one?
Sure.
All right, how about this? Without you, my life is as empty as a supermarket shelf.
Okay. Again, these are social quarantine pickup lines. Are you a pandemic? Because you've got my heart on lockdown.
That one I like. I like that one.
Okay.
That one's fun.
All right.
I dig that one.
Sure.
Baby, do you need toilet paper? Because I can be your Prince Charmin.
Oh.
Come on now. Okay. What kind of little applause was that?
Ha! Social distancing pickup lines. I saw you liked and retweeted my tweet. So this is getting pretty serious, eh? Okay.
I like that one too. I did. You smell so good. Is that Purell that you're wearing?
Purell. Ah, I love that scent.
Uh huh.
You know, you can't spell quarantine without U-R-A-Q-T. Okay.
That would work on me, too. Ow. I like these that
are,
one.
These are really bad.
I like that one.
These
a
are really
lot.
Bad. These are really bad. Okay.
If I told you that you had a nice body, would you keep it 6 feet away from me?
That's pretty good.
I like
All right.
That one.
All right, one more in the hashtag social distancing pickup lines. Are you looking for a naughty girl?
Dude, the fact that you're delivering this one makes me laugh.
You're ruining the setup.
Sorry.
Hashtag social distancing pickup lines. One more. Are you looking for a naughty girl? I only wash my hands for 19 seconds. Instead of the 20 seconds that is recommended.
You're bad, girl.
Wow, all right.
Girl.
There you go.
Awesome.
And with those, we hope we can help you in the search for love.
Find some love.
While you're social quarantining.
For later.
All right, feel good. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by JCPS, Kelly K.
So we wanted to give a shout out to our friends over at Board and You. They were helping out. Got a picture up on Facebook there. They said they had the incredible opportunity to serve the staff of Baptist Health Floyd this morning for some breakfast and this afternoon for lunch. These wonderful people putting themselves in the front lines of this situation. So admirable. Can't thank the doctors, nurses, technicians, all the health professionals enough for keeping our community safe and healthy. So that's cool. Zach posted that.
Nice.
So Zach and Sean doing a great job over there at Board and You. Just another small local business stepping up to help out when they can. So,
by the way, if you know of somebody doing good deeds,
yeah,
doing things that are like of a feel good nature, share them with us.
Yes.
All right.
And this is, I think, the second time I've seen the Baptist Health Floyd crew getting fed there. So that's great. They're getting well taken care of there in Southern Indiana. So thanks to sending us all the stories, too.
Yeah.
Keep them coming.
Send them to us, WDGX.com. Click on the Feel Good link, and then you can post a picture. You can send us the story. Just salute those people who are doing things like, you
exactly.
know, the guys over there boarding you.
And they're offering up these grazing boxes, which are delicious. They do amazing charcuterie.
Yeah, there you go. WDJX.com. That's your Feel Good. Do them every single hour here. Brought to you by JCPS. And Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You know, you were just talking about how charcuterie was, Board and You were like putting together meals for a hospital there.
Yeah, grazing boxes, good stuff.
A bunch of other like local places are kind of stepping up to the plate as well, including Starlight, you know, Starlight Distillery over there at Huber's.
Yeah.
And Brown-Forman, two obvious spirit makers. They are using their resources to create hand sanitizer.
Love that.
Which is pretty cool. And Starlight posting that they were able to make sanitizer with the ingredients according to the World Health Organization recipe that was provided there.
Awesome.
And distributed to the Clarksville Police Department as well as New Chapel EMS and others. So they said that they're going to give up to 12 ounces away for free of charge. If you want to bring your own container, they will squirt it into your container.
I love it.
Kind of cool there because obviously hand sanitizer being one thing that big deal right now, as everybody is recommended to, you know, make sure you at least wash your hands for 20 seconds, sanitize, be socially distant, self-quarantine, do all that stuff.
Yeah, hand sanitizer is a good idea to have on hand just when you are not able to be near a sink to wash your hands fully. Like when you come back out of the grocery store and you have to run and get essentials, sanitize in your car.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX, 816. So on his now daily address at 5, Governor Andy Beshear said yesterday that as of tonight, non-essential retail businesses required to close by 8 p.m. Good news, liquor stores are essential.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Shocking for Kentucky.
Thank goodness.
Look at what got labeled essential.
Right.
Liquor.
Right.
That's great.
Right. So other examples include like grocery stores, pharmacies, gas stations, you know, auto repair places.
Those are pretty obvious.
Vets.
Yes.
Yeah. Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Banks are also exempt and can remain open. And he also wanted to make sure that it was relayed that, you know, if you are a business that is offering like takeout and delivery options for food,
uh-huh,
that is still able to happen.
Aren't they also allowing for the liquor to be delivered with the food too?
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing.
That's kind of great, is it not?
What a time to be alive.
What a time
right?
to be alive.
Yeah, I mean, that's a silver lining, is it not?
I'll tell you what, the daily addresses to the state of Kentucky by Governor Beshear at 5 o'clock have been so routine, it's almost like my new friends or The Office. It's like tune in television.
People are watching it and the memes are kind of
oh
amazing.
My God, the memes are so
yeah,
amazing.
It's, I wonder if he's aware
of
the memes.
I hope.
Okay.
I hope. My friend.
3 months in and boom.
My friend and neighbor, Mike, clued me into Facebook groups that are now
that's great
Andy Beshear memes, and just they're keeping me alive
that's
in these
great.
Times so
glad that's getting you through
his like I said, his address yesterday is relaying the fact that those non-essential retail businesses required to close by 8 o'clock today. So that like includes department stores, clothing stores, you know, things like auto dealers, you know, hair salons,
yeah,
things like that.
Which is tough for the, it's not just for about your hairdo, but it's about the, you know, the people that
oh, yeah,
rely
local
on
businesses.
The money.
Yeah,
they're,
for sure.
They're not working.
Absolutely.
They're put out of work right now.
And so I want to then highlight, if you are hiring, if you've got business that you're like, oh my gosh, now All of a sudden, we're doing more. I'm Kroger, or I'm a big grocery retailer, or I'm a fast food place, and I need more people,
more delivery people to
meet the demand. We suggest that you go over to our website, hashtag Helping Kentuckiana, up at WDJX.com. Team Kentuckiana right there. You can click on that link, and you can see all a list of all the businesses that are providing some job opportunities for people who may have been adversely affected in this.
Yeah, and you can send us messages on Facebook. There's lots of ways you can let us know if you have an opportunity you want added.
Yeah, for sure. Up there, WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, you know, there are a lot of questions just even about school.
Sure.
Right?
You know, the struggle's real for all the parents trying to do the homeschooling. Realize that we're not all natural born teachers.
We're not professionals.
There's a reason why people go to school to learn how to be teachers.
So what the rest of the school year looks like for JCPS, Dr. Polio going to be on with us, superintendent for JCPS. He's on the way. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, with a lot of questions and answers, of course, about JCPS on the phone. Dr. Marty Polio, JCPS superintendent. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, so I guess first things first, you know, you addressed the city on Friday, and you kind of laid out what JCPS, the new model for JCPS, is going to look like. Can you kind of give us kind of an overview of what schooling for JCPS is going to look like moving forward here?
Yeah, so it's definitely a challenging time in ways that here we are not have never done NTI before. And so NTI is really was passed in law in 2014 throughout the state, really for rural districts who have to cancel a lot of days for snow. Mm-hmm. And we have never done that, obviously, because of the size and scope and our issues around technology and access to Wi-Fi.
Now,
and
Dr. Polio, can I ask you, what does NTI stand for?
Sure, happy to. It's non-traditional instruction.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, now that makes sense.
All right.
Okay, now we're on board.
Sure.
And yeah, so that's NTI is really, and it really was when schools have to cancel a lot for snow days, 15, 20 days, they could use NTI, non-traditional instruction, which for most is online. Mm-hmm. So we were not planning on doing that, but clearly it looks like this cancellation of school's going to go many weeks, even possibility the rest of the year. We just don't know right now. So we are transferring to the online instruction, NTI, beginning on April 7th, and we will do that as long as we are out of school. Hopefully we'll be back, but if not, we'll run it through the end of the year.
Now, you were talking in your address how there would be Chromebooks available to certain JCPS students. Can you talk about who would be eligible and then how they could apply to get one of those Chromebooks to work at home?
Yeah, so this is, you know, and this is me. This is what I do here is I come in and say, all right, we've got to get our Chromebooks out to our kids. I'm the idea guy, and then I make people go do it. That's what our team is working on right now. We figured, you know, that we have all these Chromebooks in schools, and instead of just sitting there, we're going to get them and get them in the hands of kids throughout the community. And so it's any student who qualifies for free or reduced lunch. But for us, it's about 60,000 kids in this community. And so, you know, we're at least we're given over a third of the kids the potential to access a Chromebook. And so by the end of the week, we're going to have information to the community about how you sign up for one of those, reserve one, and then how we'll get it out. We'll probably use our neighborhood place where people come to get services and have people come pick them up at that point at one that's closest to their home. So we'll have information on our website and obviously have some public addresses on how people can do that by the end of this week. Next week is all spring break, so we've got that week too that we'll be handing them out. And then we'll start NTI instruction the following week.
I'm just going to put this out there. You mentioned like 60,000 kids would be eligible and you're only going to be able to cover like a third. This would be a wonderful opportunity for another business to step up and say, hey, we've got some Chromebooks that we can loan out. I mean, you know, this is a time where businesses are doing that left and right, stepping up and helping out when they can.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, whether that's Chromebooks or even, you know, wanting
laptops
to help us get kids, yeah, laptops, iPads, any of those things. Kids can actually do this on their phones. That's not the best you know, way device to go about it.
Sure.
But, you know, anyone, Wi-Fi is another one. You know, that's outside really of our lane. As far, you know, but we're working and pushing our, you know, some of the providers that how can we get Wi-Fi access to kids? Whether, you know, that might be hotspots. Can we get hotspots to kids in their hands so they can do that? And that's a big lift for us because we know we got a lot of kids who don't have access to the device or to Wi-Fi.
Yeah, Dr. Polio, JCPS superintendent, I got to hand it to a lot of the JCPS teachers and both within the district and outside of the district who work for, you know, the Catholic school system or the private school system or even, you know, our Southern Indiana friends there. And for engaging the students in this kind of quarantine social distancing type, I've seen so many different teachers like doing video calls.
Yeah, we're doing one today with our class. Yeah,
and Zoom calls with students and trying to keep that education and keep that learning fresh.
And keep the connection going. That's the thing, is these kids miss their classmates too.
That's right. That's right. Well, it just shows you, I think people through all of this are going to realize and value teachers more than they ever have before.
Oh, I do.
and I think everyone's all, and I think everyone has always valued teaching. But when you're at home with your children and you're working on moving their learning forward, I think everyone sees the power of the teacher across this nation. And if there's anything that would come out of all this, I think it is, you know, the respect level for teachers is growing immensely. And then we see them doing things all over the place, all over JCPS and other areas. But, you know, we focus on JCPS of teachers. You know, right now they're off. They're essentially, we're on like an inclement weather schedule and they're still going online to help kids. It's really, you know, it's inspirational.
Now, Dr. Polio, one last question here and then we'll let you go. But say the school year does kind of play out the way it is right now. What does graduation for the class of 2020 look like?
Yeah. Is there like a plan to delay that and so that it's not canceled altogether?
Well, I said on Friday, I mean, my commitment to the class of 2020 is that we will have commencement ceremonies. Hopefully that'll, by late May, we'll be able to gather. But if that's not the case, then we'll delay it as long as we need to in order to make sure that these kids have the opportunity to have a graduation ceremony. And it's, you know, it's the one thing that breaks my heart. Everyone remembers their senior year. Everyone remembers their prom. Senior activities, graduation. And so, you know, it's difficult for us to recreate all of those things, obviously, depending on how long we're out. But the one thing that I am committed to is making sure that every kid in JCPS, every single senior gets a commencement ceremony, whenever that might be. So if they, even if that's in July, that's what we're going to do, you know, and support our kids. So our number one thing is to get them to graduation right now.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is to make sure that they have a ceremony.
Well, Dr. Marty Polio, thank you so much for being a part of the show here this morning and passing along that information. I know a lot of people are kind of uncertain as to what the future looks like, but thank you for giving us just a little bit of clarity on what
a plan.
Yeah, JCPS's plan is.
Thank you, guys. Enjoyed it, and hope to come back sometime soon.
All right. Awesome. Just don't test us on it.
All right. See you. Have a good one.
Does everybody know why Kanye West Is Over Party was trending and Taylor Swift Was Right was trending over the weekend? Does everybody know that?
Their full phone conversation was leaked, apparently.
Yeah. It's 99.7 DJX. A lot of... So, yeah, you remember, obviously, the whole... Kanye Taylor feud kind of sparked back up a few years ago after his song Famous was released. He was like, I made that be famous.
Yeah.
He like dropped that line.
And he said that she gave him permission to use it.
Yeah.
And now she's all like, no, I didn't.
Right. And even Kim Kardashian West like released a portion of the phone call that appears that, oh, well, maybe Taylor did.
Yeah.
So now I guess there is audio and video to support the other side of the story.
Okay. We're never going to let this go, are we? Well, we're never going to let just, this go. We can't just move
can
on.
Can I just have something other than coronavirus news?
Really? All right. But this is it? I mean, this is what you want? I want to go back to Sean and Camila singing together. Quarantining together. That's fine.
Why? They're probably
together.
Not doing it safely.
No.
They're seeing other people.
Well, they're not probably seeing other people.
We don't know that.
Wait a
second. Back the truck up. Do you have information?
Hang on a second.
We're digressing.
So anyway, so according to the phone call, he says something completely different other than the, I made that be famous.
I really like your interpretation. Thank you. Of this line. Kanye West really sells it.
So anyways, like, so he asks her, so he does call her and say, hey, there's a line in this song that I want to kind of let you be aware of. I don't think it may be offensive, but I just want you to hear it first.
And what does she say?
And she's like, oh, okay, well, yeah, let me hear it. And so he says the line, and the line is, well, here, I'll play. I'll play a little bit of the phone call, the recorded phone call, okay?
Okay.
About you.
What does it say?
Okay. So it's gonna go Eminem a little bit, so can you brace yourself for a second?
Well, is it gonna be mean?
No, I don't think it's mean.
Okay, then let me hear it.
Okay.
Okay, so again, this is supposedly a phone call from Kanye West and Taylor Swift back in 2016 before he released the song Famous.
And now it's like my wife's favorite line.
Okay.
So it says, to all my South Side that know me best, I feel like Taylor Swift might owe me sex.
And so then that's the line that he says to Taylor Swift.
Oh, my.
And which, by the way, like, that takes some.
Yeah, it does.
Like, does. Like to drop a line like that
say
in front
that
of Taylor Swift.
To her.
So then she reacts.
That's not mean.
Okay.
She's cool with it.
I mean, yeah. I need to think about it because I just need to, like, you know, you hear something for the first time and you just need to think about it.
Okay, so she's like, hey, you know, I need to think about it, whatever.
Right.
But that was a line that he told her. But then, obviously, the, I mean, that'd be famous. Was,
maybe he went back and rethought the lyric. Like, hey, that's a little aggressive. Let's tone it down.
Let's tone it down by doing the other, well, by calling her a beat.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's why
he's basically saying I put her on the map because everybody was talking about what I did at the award ceremony.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why the hashtag Taylor Swift was right. That's why the hashtag Kanye West party is over was trending over the weekend.
Honestly, I think the line he ended up using was way better than the first line that he just told her. Like, I would have been more offended about that first line had he used that, as opposed to the one that he actually did use.
So anyways, there it is. It's everywhere. You can see it on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook. I mean, it's literally everywhere. So
what else do we need in quarantine? We need drama.
We
need drama.
We need some sort of drama.
Yeah.
To help feed us and help take us through.
Nourish our souls with the drama.
Tough times.
Okay.
Thank you, Kim and Kanye. And Taylor for continuing to supply us that.
They're really never going to be hanging out doing barbecues together, are they?
It's ever. Really, really.
Ever.
Yeah, no. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX at 9:05. 58 outside is going to be your high. It's 46 right now, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. And you feel good. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by JCPS. Kelly K.
So there is a parody song out there that's kind of catching the internet by storm because it's perfection. So there's a guy that calls himself the singing dentist, and I think he's a bit of a celebrity in Britain. He's done a handful of like TV appearances, stuff like that, and he makes little parody songs, and he's pretty dang good at it. He has most recently, like 3 days ago, tweaked Ice Ice Baby for the current situation we're in. It's called Virus Baby.
Cold B.I.D. Let's kick it.
All right.
Virus Baby.
Got it.
Yeah. Coronavirus Baby. All right, stop. Self-isolate and listen. COVID's back. It's a brand new version. The virus grabs a hold of you tightly. Grips like a harpoon. Yeah, it's frightening. Will it ever stop, yo? I hope so. Stock up on pasta and bog roll. Yeah, it's extreme. It's global, international. Bleach everything. Wipe the floor and door handles. Hand sanitizer market has boomed. I'm staying in doing TikToks in my bedroom. Deadly. Corona is the enemy. Scientists doing their best to make a remedy.
All right.
Isn't that great?
Yeah,
the whole thing. The whole thing is great. It's very handy information. He's bleach everything, even the doorknobs and the handles.
Yes.
And then at the end, he puts hand sanitizer on his hands and all over his bald head and his face, and it's great.
Fantastic.
And he's like, listen, I'm not making light of it. You know, it's a serious situation, but I just want to have some fun, you know, with all the stuff that we're dealing with right now. And it's got some helpful information as well. We've got it up on the website. You want to see the whole thing at WDJX.com. Also tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Socially distancing ourselves from you on the radio here daily, 99.7 DJX, which, by the way, just watching Kelly and Ryan, live with Kelly and Ryan, they're now quarantined in their own house because,
well,
you
that's
know,
New York City. That's one of the hardest hit.
New York City is under complete lockdown.
Right.
And the state of New York, actually, Governor Cuomo, I think, locked the entire state down. So, yeah, it's Ryan and Kelly Ripa in their, well, Ryan's wearing a hoodie. Kelly Ripa is wearing like what looks like jammies, but you think it's like just a cute top.
That's a cute wrap top. It's got a camisole underneath. She's got jewelry on. She looks like she's ready for the day. He's doing a little casual Monday.
Okay.
But you know, you're at home. Why not?
Yeah, why not? It's in his kitchen.
That's
for
our
sure.
life now. Sure.
Interesting. All right. A couple of celebrities not necessarily socially quarantining themselves from each other. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
They are quarantining together.
They are, which, you know, a lot of health experts have said if you live with someone, quarantining yourself with another person is just fine.
That's fine.
Yes. And passing the time with another human that you live with is fine.
Exactly.
I don't know if they live together.
Well, I feel like it's been practically that case for a while.
They are singing a little song, a cover of Ed Sheeran's song, Kiss Me. Did it on Instagram Live. Oh, it's so gorgeous.
This is the remedy we need, is it not?
To remember the beautiful voices of Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello together.
Yes, the soundtrack of coronavirus.
This?
Yes.
Okay.
Let this be the soundtrack of coronavirus.
It's not Fifth Harmony, Work From Home, Camila's last
we can add
adventure?
That onto the album too. That wouldn't that be like someone needs to put out a COVID-19 like hot album?
I feel like someone tagged us on Instagram with an album that they're putting together with a bunch of like stay at home, work from home.
Our
can't
entire
touch this.
Throwback Thursday from last week could make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
So, anyways, if you want to see that little video from Instagram Live, Kelly got it posted up at WDJX.com.
Precious.
99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. We do this just about every single day. It's if you can look back on this moment and regardless of how your day turns out, think, you know what? At least I didn't do that. Gotta give props to Missy, listener Missy, for alerting us to this. However, I think we would have eventually found it.
Oh, yeah.
Because when Kentucky
international
makes the international stage, it's hard to turn an eye to it. But if you can manage to make it through the day without going viral internationally for trying to buy 552 cans of Mountain Dew at a Kroger and then causing a scene when you're told about the 2-case limit, well, you're doing okay. Yeah.
That's right here in Louisville.
A witness got video.
What a liar!
These folks are losing their mind over some Mountain Dew. Over some Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
All about some Mountain Dew.
Listen, I need to drink me all them Mountain Dews right there in my car.
Folks losing their minds up here for some Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Mountain Dew, it's my energy drink. That's how I'm going to beat the COVID virus.
Yeah, so, you know, I know there are a lot of people who are like, hey, don't go stockpiling. Grocery stores are going to have plenty of stuff.
Exactly. Just
the supply chains are
week.
There.
Yes.
Yeah, so you don't need 23 cases of Mountain Dew.
Oh, yes, I do. I need to drink me about 552 cans of Mountain Dew.
So this couple, they were obviously shouting at the overworked workers there at Kroger, by the way.
They're handling it like the pros that they are. Here's the thing. They look like what you need them to look like for this story.
That's what you just told me.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. So then they eventually
are the reason why there are stereotypes for Kentucky.
Thank you.
Thanks for that.
So then they eventually like slammed some down and then walked out.
Yeah.
So,
they were all huffing and puffing. I didn't get me all my Mountain Dews.
Mountain Dews and toilet purper.
I got my chips though. And my Oreos.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without going viral internationally for trying to buy 23 cases of Mountain Dew when there's a 2-case limit, you're doing okay.
Listen, how else are they supposed to beat the COVID virus, right? I mean, that is the recipe for success. A Mountain Dew. I got to drink me 552 cans.
That is the nectar of laughs. That is Head of the Bar, guys. You can... Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Just don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show in the world of sports. You're like, what sports?
Yeah.
Sports hasn't been happening.
Well, kind of.
I will say, this is kind of fantastic. You know, famous commentator Joe Buck, he has done... Like, he's called, like, the World Series. He's called Super Bowls. He's you'd know him.
He's famous.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he has offered, if you send him a video of you just doing normal things, not playing video games, but just doing normal things, to do play-by-play announcing on whatever video that you send him.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's kind of fun. But then ESPN2 getting creative because today is National Puppy Day.
Every, oh, that's fun.
6 hours of dog-related programming in primetime beginning at 6 p.m.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's going to all surround dogs and their connection to sports.
Uh-huh.
The Agility Premier Cup.
Yes.
Maybe, you know, other, you know, they do the frisbee competitions. They do the all the agility stuff.
Sure.
So, dogs, National Puppy Day today. Which, by the way, you can get on Facebook at 997DJX. You can see Kelly's dogs as puppies. My dog as a puppy and Sarah Jordan's dog as a puppy.
I mean, it's magic.
I think those are the only three people on staff who have dogs. So.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So there you go.
There you go.
Feast puppers. Your eyes and then you can add your own picture of your dog as a puppy on the Facebook page at 997DJX because, you know, quite frankly, we're all looking for something to do. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's just fawn over our cute puppers.
Yeah, there you go. A National Puppy Day. Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. So we got the conversation, if you missed it earlier, with Dr. Marty Polio from JCPS, kind of about the plan and their efforts to get Chromebooks to kids who are going to need it for the transition to working online from home.
Yeah, that's podcast
up on the website.
Is up, WDGX.com. Click listen. You can also hear the social distancing pickup lines.
Yes.
You can hear how prepared Megan was for her battle with you in Can't Beat Kelly.
It was close.
And you can also hear the Setting the Bar story that you just witnessed there, the Kentucky Mountain Dew man.
Oh, send that to your friends. It's the Mountain Dew couple.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so there you go, guys. Socially quarantine yourself.
Yes, have a great self-isolating day.
Self-isolation, wash your hands,
all
sanitize,
that.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.